קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש כרך א', מהו שהצדיק סובל רעות.
The preparation passage from the writings of Rabash, first volume, what is the righteous suffers many evils. When one starts engaging in the work of the Creator, he first starts with lovin, whiteness, since his father and mother are his parents and the cause of his birth. His father is called Zachar, male, meaning wholeness, which is called loven, whiteness, because it is without deficiency, meaning that one is happy with his share, and he is grateful for whatever part he has in the work of the Creator, and he thanks the Creator for choosing him and giving him the thought and the desire to somehow be connected to the Creator's work. Afterwards, he shifts the left line, which is called Odem of Ima, mother's redness, since Ima is called Nukva, female, which is the state of deficiency. And one scrutinizes his good deeds, whether they are indeed with the intention to bestow, and then he sees the truth, that he is far from it. And then he has the need to pray that the Creator will draw him closer, so that he will merit adhesion with the Creator. And one expects that since he already has the two lines, and he feels that he has a need and a vessel, what else does he need? Only that the Creator will grant him his portion, meaning that he will receive his neshama, soul. However, if the loven, the Abba, the whiteness of father, and Odem of Ima, the redness of mother, are not ready, because they are incomplete, the Creator is certainly unable to give him his portion, namely the Neshama. And for this reason, the Creator waits until the right line and the left line reach completeness, in order to create a complete measure. And then the Creator gives him the Neshama. Therefore, one must not think that the Creator does not want to help him. To the contrary, the Creator adds up each and every action until it is a full measure, sufficient for the Neshama to illuminate in him. And this is what is written in the book Pri Chacham, Sage's Fruit, as it says, "Do not be silent and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem as praise in the land." And this is how we submit our requests to the Upper, one strike after another, tirelessly and continuously, and we don't let up of our faith in any way, even if he doesn't answer us, because the Creator does hear prayer, but he is waiting for us until we acquire the vessels to receive the faithful abundance. And that's when we receive the answers to each and every prayer, all at once, because the hand of the Creator is not short, God forbid.
We are studying that when we come to the group and want to truly, after we hear for a while that we need to work on the connection to be one man with one heart, to mutual guarantee, then we begin to come closer to one another, attempt to come closer. Each one has certain preparation for it, maybe a few months, maybe a few years, till one hears that only in the connection between the friends, in the group, specifically among people, this is where the Creator, the quality of bestowal, a vessel and light are revealed. It takes a lot of time till one starts working on it, on their connection. The greatness of the goal, the greatness of the upper force, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of bestowal, greatness of the connection, where he is actually realizing all this idea that brings him to a state that as much as he invests and invests in the love of friends, he begins to discover repulsion from it, all kind of problems, and they start immediately. And here, as we spoke, there are people who are willing to tolerate it, willing to work on the connection. Nevertheless, although all the questions that arise, there are those who aren't aware that this is how it should be. And if they receive a repulsion, then they think it comes not from the Creator, rather something about them, and they leave the game, leave this whole thing. After a while, once beginning more and more, nevertheless, to invest in the connection between the friends and truly working over the relationships the way we want wholeness. The greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator. It is compulsory, it's a must to realize that the connection between human beings, for all the reasons that there are. Then indeed, one begins to receive the light that reforms, which is clarified in man at a state when he feels that he has a certain degree of delighted in mercy. Chafetz Chesed. When he thinks less about himself and think more about the realization of this whole thing. One think more about wholeness in and of itself. And this is considered to achieving, it is considered that one has achieved the loven of Abba. The more one achieve the loven of Abba, the points of the goal, the delighted in mercy, and the importance of the means one bring into it. So the more one advance in it more and more, there's also a sense and the sense there, but it's more or less on the same line. Later on, one receive odem of ima, criticism, lack of deficiency. How shall I put it? Left line. And here it requires coping from right to left, from left to right. Obviously, one needs to constantly veer to the right, to delighted mercy, greatness of the goal, wholeness, unity among the friends, and only in that. And the Odem, whiteness of Ima, well, Odem, redness of Ima will come in and of itself. To the extent it should and the manner it should, it will be revealed. And accordingly, they are strengthening one another, left and right, right to left, wholeness and lack, and he need to invest in it as much as possible, and the sooner possible to accumulate all the intensity in both those lines until desperation erupts in him. And it turns out that in his sensation there's always a lack, the Odem of Ima, left line is more than the right. It's like in our life. We remember the negative things more than positive because our matter is the desire to receive, desire to enjoy. And if I enjoy, then I deserve because I'm a desire to enjoy. So the desire, receive it directly. And if all of a sudden I receive suffering instead of pleasure, or lack of pleasure, or something that may be even negative, beside being empty, I receive further negative fulfillment in my desire, then of course I think I am not deserving it. It's not what I've expected. Hence, the left line always appear as if more than the right. This is, as he say, that the what is opening, what is bursting, is more than what is fixed. And here, we need to complete those two lines as quickly as possible until a prayer erupts in one for the middle line, for the Creator to complete the situation. However, the prayer is for him not wanting to be in the left line, in that lack, because it does not allow him to have gratitude for the Creator. Hence, he asks, only for that sake, he asks for the middle line. And there, clarified the letters of the prayer, and then he came to a state that he completes right and left, so that he's got the lack from both. And he came to receiving the middle line. And from here on, starts the Ibur, that Abba gave the Loven whiteness, Ima gave Odem redness, and the Creator gives the Neshama, the soul, meaning the beginning of Ibur. Did you find anything there?
Yes, in Shamati, there's none else besides him. Shamati number one, he writes that for him always what is broken is more than what is established, meaning that the descents are far greater than the ascents, and he doesn't see how he will ever end these states, and he will always stay outside of sanctity.
Because even the smallest descent versus the biggest ascent corrupts his line. Yes.
Because he sees that even as the tip of the yud, it is hard for him to keep it, only by overcoming above reason. But he is not always capable of overcoming, and what will be the end? Then he comes to a determination that there is no one who can help him except the Creator himself. And this causes him to establish in his heart a true demand for the Creator to open up his eyes and heart and to truly bring him to adhesion with the Creator for eternity.
However, we'll open his eyes and heart. It's not that the eyes of reception and heart of reception, rather above it. And also that broken left, it is that he is incapable in being in gratitude and delighted mercy with respect to each and everything. So we are not speaking here of vessels of reception, rather everything with respect to right line, love and bestowal. Alright? Clear? Yes. Is that enough, or we need to talk something extra before the workshop? Enough? Gilad?
So, the request for the middle line is for the right to be stronger than the left? Because you said something there that also in the right there's something that's lacking.
No, the left should not cancel the right. That although the left, I want to remain above the left in gratitude, in delighted in mercy, bestow love, so that I want to work with the forces of the left just like with the right, that the dark will also light. This is what I want. Okay.
Maybe I heard incorrectly, but I heard that there's something that's also lacking on the right, that we need something more on the right as well.
In the right itself, there's no lack. Right is wholeness, gratitude, loving, delighted in mercy. However, the fact the left erupts, it gives me the lack, which make me needing to add on the right. And here there's kind of how shall I put it? It's a problem. I'm shifting from left to right. Once more I'm attempting. Nevertheless, there's kind of a, what is preparation that we need to prepare everything for the middle line? Because the fact I'm shifting from left to right, I increase the right, and then left grows, and then I increase the right again, and left grows again, and later on become clear to me from those two lines that there is the aspect of the middle line, that is how to use correctly both those lines in the oppositeness between them and the contradiction between them, to build specifically over the contradiction, one over the other, without canceling. It's not that in the right I don't feel the left, and then in the left I raise the right. Rather, I am beginning to receive also appreciation for the left due to the fact that thanks to it I increase the right. I begin to appreciate the right further because I see the difference between it and the left, meaning those two lines assist. They are gradually building in me appreciation for each and every one. That there's no true bad in governance and providence. Rather, specifically this polarity provides me with the ability to open up my eyes, because Otherwise, I'm very narrow focused with one perception or the other. I don't see anything more than this world. Now, once I start balancing the left, the darkness and light in a way that they will be as equals in my mind, then by doing so, a new channel opens up for me. The middle line is neither right nor left. The middle line is something we cannot imagine. It is an entrance to a line. It is an entrance to a line that starts in this world and ends in the world of Ein Sof. This is the middle line. Man is called middle line. Zeranpin is called middle line. This is already the style of the corrected vessel. You can say that Adam is such means. Hence, by these shifts from the right to the left and vice versa, I begin to receive appreciation for both lines. I begin to see how much they support one another. I also begin to see how good am I with the right versus the left, and the left with respect to the right. I bring the two closer to a state that I'm not letting go. Rather, I begin to relate to the left as to the right. In other words, I begin to relate to my desire to receive, although before I wanted it to be fulfilled. I begin to treat it even if it isn't fulfilled. It too is a lack of fulfillment. It is in darkness, giving me shades. It gives me discernments without which I'm incapable of coming to gratitude and nothing. Delight in mercy, I can't even. Hence, we reach the middle line in a form that, although those two lines deny one another, nevertheless, from both, as in men's eyes, they are equal, as great, as unique, as equally essential, then one loses his egoistic attitude more to the right or more to the left, because basically the right is delighted in mercy. What do I get out of it? Wholeness in what? In having nothing. You see? There are a lot of discernments here where you have to... Well, these are close things. Well, close to the middle line that we will... Well, let's go to the workshop and scrutinize those things. Please.